Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
BetBite's Glorious Goodwood is sponsored by Star Sports. Pip to the post, get money back as a free bet if you finish second, beaten by a neck or less in all live ITV races. Max free bet, £25, win part only, 18 plus. For full terms and conditions, visit starsports.bet.
Welcome to BetBite's Glorious Goodwood. And we are with you for all 5 days and every race of the Qatar Glorious Goodwood Festival. And this is the only podcast to bring you the very best bets and insights from industry experts of every race of one of the highlights of the flat racing season. Each race of the Qatar Glorious Goodwood Festival covered in full in under 90 seconds. This is BetBite's Glorious Goodwood.
BetBite's Glorious Goodwood is sponsored by Star Sports.
Welcome back to BetBite's Glorious Goodwood. It's the third of 5 daily podcasts as we go through the festival in Sussex. And as always, joining us to give their very best bets and expert insight, it's Andy Holding from oddschecker.com and Luke Elder. Hopefully you're enjoying the racing. Hopefully you're enjoying these podcasts. Let's hear what's going to happen on Thursday.
Race one on day three of the Qatar Goodwood Festival is the 150, a handicap over just shy of a mile and 2 furlongs. Again, the ground is going to be softer side of good, I'd say. It is going to be a drying night. It'll be a drying afternoon as well. It's not quite going to be as soft as it was on day one, definitely not on day two either, but it is drying all the while, as we say. And I do think there are a couple here with very solid chances. The likes of Alfardel is a horse that I loved at Royal Ascot. Things didn't really happen for him, though, for the Roger Verian yard. I'm not really sure of the excuse either, but it was first time going into a big handicap, first time a handicap company at full stop as well, after winning a novice race at Lingfield and also a decent maiden at Chester. I do think Alfardel is capable of a fair bit better, and off a mark of 98, I think he could be the one to take a bit of beating for Roger Verian and Jim Crowley. Of course, the Verian yard took the first race on day two of the Qatar Goodwood Festival, and we'll have a look at Aryan Power as well, which was a disaster last time around. We can't sugarcoat it at all. Mark Rean completely mistook the winning line. Was going to win pretty impressively. Is up £4, though. I think that could be fairly lenient. It wasn't a bad race last time at Doncaster, with Colony Queen going on to win. Spanish Archer was back in second. I think that's got the look of a nice contest. And he was pretty well on top. Before the line. Okay, that's enough jokes now. Sylvester D'Souza takes back over, though, from Mark Rean. But I do think Alfardel could get the better of Aryan Power. They're going to be the two that I play in the opener.
Always bet responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
Andy Holding here from OddsChecker.com, taking a look at race number two on day three of the Goodwood Festival 2021. It's the Richmond Stakes for the two-year-olds over the straight 6 furlongs. And it sees Asymmetric bid to atone for his lucky defeat at Newmarket last time out in the July Stakes, when he was an agonising second to the very good colt of Richard Hannon's Lusail. The feature of that race was the strong pace throughout, and this horse, trained by Alan King, travelled really nicely in behind the speed and quickened up well to lead inside the final furlong, only to get done by the re-rallying Lusail. As I said, the time figure was exceptionally good, and the fact that he's won it over this course and distance as well on debut all bodes well for a big one from Asymmetric. Of the rest, I think Katara could go really well for the Cloak Cox stable. A bit disappointing in the Coventry, when only seventh, but he bounced back to form in no uncertain terms last time out at Newbury, fighting off a series of challenges in the latter stage, including the strong finishing detail from the Martin Mead stable. The time figure of that race is pretty good. It looked a strong race as well for the level of race. I think it was a listed race. I think he can take a huge step forward from that run, and he looks overpriced as well, as far as I could see, in and around the 8-1 mark. So two against the field there, Asymmetric down the front end of the market, one at a bigger price, Katura.
You can follow Star Sports on Twitter at @StarSports_bet, our Facebook page at Star Sports Bet, and also view all our latest videos on YouTube at Star Sports. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.
Only two horses this season have managed to beat Adea, one of them being Alan Kerr, who went on to win at Royal Ascot, and the other, Third Realm, who looks to be a pretty strong sort for the Gordon Stakes, the 3 o'clock at Goodwood, race three on day three. And I think Third Realm could get back to winning ways after finishing fifth in the Derby. Of course, that was behind Adea, was beaten around 11 lengths or so, but that Derby, for all that at the time I didn't really like it, is working out pretty nicely. Adea's gone on to win the King George. Of course, Hurricane Lane went over to Ireland and managed to win the Irish Derby before going over to Longshot. Had managed to win the Grand Prix de Paris. It looks a pretty strong Derby, all be told, so it might be time for me to reevaluate that sort of contest and maybe upgrade quite a few performances, including that of Third Realm, who of course managed to win the Lingfield Derby trial. That's when he beat Adea, but I'm not sure Epsom really suited him 100%, and the Roger Varian Yard not having a bad week so far. They could have a decent day three. If you're looking for a main danger, it could come the way of one a bit more left field, actually, in the form of Ottoman Emperor, who, well, the last three times have been pretty impressive. That, since switching to turf, was beaten at Dundalk on the all-weather on debut, but it was a good effort last time around at Navan, getting the better of Tazarel. This is going to be a lot tougher, though. I don't think the ground will be any sort of concern. Has only run on good ground so far on turf, so I do think Autumn Emperor could be there, thereabouts, and we'll also put Youth Spirit in there as well. Another horse who comes from the Epsom Derby last time around was back in 8th place, so 3 places behind the Varian runner here in the form of Third Realm. But Youth Spirit, importantly, did manage to win at Chester the time before, taking out the Chester Vase. I didn't think that was bad form at all. So a couple to keep your eyes on. I do think Third Realm is the one that will take all the beating, though, for Andrea Zaney and Roger Varian.
Bet Bites Glorious Goodwood is sponsored by Star Sports.
The highlight on day three of the Goodwood Festival 2021 is the Nassau Stakes for the fillies, coming up at 3:35, and Odoria looks a very strong favourite at the head of the market. She should take plenty of beating on several counts. She's got Group 1 form from last season, including that excellent third to Tarnawa in the Prix de l'Opera. She rounded off the season by winning the Breeders' Cup on a much faster surface, and she looks as though she just needed the run first time up this season at Ascot behind the very high-class Aidan O'Brien trained filly Love. That run should have served the purpose of putting her on spot on for this event, and this race has very much been targeted by connections ever since. Obviously, there's got to be a healthy respect going out towards the likes of Joan of Arc, who's a classic winner this season for Aidan O'Brien, and of course Lady Beauthorpe as well, who was an agonising and slightly unlucky fourth in the Falmouth Stakes at Newmarket last time out. If she gets a trip, then she could be very dangerous to Odara. But Odara is very much the informed filly over a mile and a quarter, and of course the soft ground, which has been in place all week at Goodwood, should suit her more than most. So Odoria, round about the 7-4 mark, makes plenty of appeal in the Nassau Stakes.
Time for the two-year-olds now with the 4:10 at Goodwood, the Goodwood Racecourse Patrons Nursery Handicap over 7 furlongs, which is normally a pretty open contest, and this year is no different. The likes of Adjuvant look sure to take a bit of beating in this race. Is 2 from 2 so far and hasn't really got the profile of a nursery horse, but here we are off a mark of 85. Did manage to win at Chester on debut, beating Rickenbacker. That's not bad form at all, and then managed to follow that up under a penalty at Salisbury, getting the better of Sed Marib and City Runner. Now, granted, that improvement has to come in this contest for Ryan Moore and Michael Bell, but Adjuvant is open to a bit of that. However, we're going to look a bit more outside of the box, not too far, with Ard Bracken, who I imagine will be towards ahead of the market. Was a winner last time at Newmarket, but it's that run a couple of outings ago that I think is more interesting. Was behind in Spiral on that occasion. Of course, in Spiral, we've seen in winning form on only her second start, taking out the Star Stakes in very, very impressive fashion at Sandown. Of course, that form was boosted by Ard Bracken at Newmarket the time after, getting the better of Calm Skies. They were about the similar sort of position apart from each other behind in Spiral. So that form does look pretty solid. I think Ard Bracken's better than an 85 rated runner. And Sean Levy, of course, back in the saddle after he was banned yesterday afternoon. If we're looking for one potentially at a big price, then Mayfair Stroll could well be that one for Charlie Hills and William Buick. Managed to win last time around at Lingfield. That was on very different ground to this, and that might be worth keeping an eye on. The better, or the more it dries out for Mayfair Stroll, the better. But I do think it's worth focusing on the top of the market. Ard Bracken, the one I take over Adjuvant, and Ard Bracken will be the selection in that 410 contest.
Bet Bites, Glorious Goodwood.
Race number six on day three of the Glorious Goodwood Festival 2021. That brings together a very competitive field of fillies at 4.45 on the round track over 7 furlongs. Quite a few of these have already had one or at least two runs. And of those that made the most promise, caught the eye on debut, is Silverdale from the Johnny Portman stable. Johnny has done well at this meeting in the past, and it looks as though he's got a nice filly on his hands here, based on her first run at Newbury on debut, when sent off 25 to one shot. She was slowly away and held up towards the rear, but she made steady progress to be just in behind the leaders at the 2 furlong pole, and then in the last couple of furlongs she made really eye-catching progress to be never near a fourth behind Faithful Spirit. And that run has to go down as a very encouraging one, to say the very least. She's by Helvellyn, out of a dam that wanted a trip, so you'd imagine stepping up to 7 furlongs will definitely suit. She ran on good to soft ground first time out as well, so that ticks that box, with the ground being on the easy side. And with normal improvement expected from a good draw in stall 4, Silverdale represents a fair each way value at time of recording in and around the 12-1 mark.
Download the Star Sports app from the App Store or Google Play. All of the Star Sports markets, including InPlay, all easily accessible from your phone or tablet. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.
My name's Luke Elder and I love Twilight Calls. I could stop the preview right there, but I'm going to have to explain why I like Twilight Calls. He's a horse that I've had my eye on since his debut effort at Newbury, when he came travelling into the race very powerfully on ground that I would imagine is going to be a little bit similar to what we'll see on day three of the Qatar Goodwood Festival. He was behind Cairn Gorm on that occasion. That form's worked out quite nicely, but then he did exactly the same on his second and third start at Ascot and also Newbury, but managed to win in his first start as a three-year-old. A lot of the Twilight Sun progeny have been improving for their three-year-old campaign, but back to the same sort of ways at Leicester time after that. However, last time came good in fairly emphatic style. That was off a mark of 87 up to 95 here, but it was importantly his first start over 5 furlongs, and it was a race that they almost broke the track record in that contest. They were 0.02 seconds outside of the Newmarket 5 furlong July course set track record. King of Stars, yes, disappointed, let the form down the other day, but that was on ground that King of Stars really doesn't like all that much, and I do think that form is a lot stronger than was advertised there. So Twilight Calls is a fairly confident selection. If we're going for one though at a bigger price, I think Mooka could really outrun pretty attractive odds for Rowan Scott and Philip Makin, a yard that are back in a bit better form, and I've got a bit of a feeling about Mooka that softer ground could be important. Obviously at Newcastle on debut, won on the Tapita, it was on the slower side that night at the surface, and at York on third start did win on good to soft ground. Now it'd be easy to say that he hasn't quite trained on for this season, but I think that'd be a touch lazy, to be honest. There has been promise in a couple of those runs so far, including at Doncaster last time around. I think Mooka could attract from an each way standpoint, but I very much am with Twilight Calls in the finale.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to Andy and to Luke for their expert analysis of Thursday's action. We'll be back, of course, on Thursday evening, looking ahead to Friday's racing at Glorious Goodwood. All prices were correct at the time of recording, and as always on the Bet Bites podcasts, please gamble responsibly, know your limits, enjoy the racing, and good luck with all of those bets. We'll see you again on the Bet Bites Glorious Goodwood podcast tomorrow.
Bet Bites Glorious Goodwood is sponsored by Star Sports. Pip to the post, Get money back as a free bet if you finish second, beaten by a neck or less in all live ITV races. Max free bet, £25. Win part only, 18 plus. For full terms and conditions, visit starsports.bet.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.